to give
and to
do
what I have to do
to receive
something greater,
something better.
I walk in that
power,
supernatural power.
I'm delivered
from demonic
powers
in the
name of Jesus Christ.
Now,
I want to
bind a few
devils.
Lift your
right hand.
Whatever
represents a
demon in your life,
I bind
it in Jesus' name.
Something
following you,
always
following you,
always
following you.
You can't
rise above a
certain level.
I bind
that demonic power
in Jesus' name.
I command
dragons.
I see a dragon.
I see something
like scorpions.
Painfulness.
Disconnect
now in Jesus'
name.
Come out of the
people now in the
name of Jesus.
Receive the
Holy Ghost rather.
Receive the
Holy Ghost rather.
Whatever
is connected
to you,
following
you as a
personality
in your house,
in your life,
in the name
of Jesus, I
rebuke you in
Jesus' name.
When you go
home,
the personality
which has
scattered the
atmosphere
of your house
and
made your home
into a
place of tension,
I banish
it from the house
now in the name of
Jesus.
You are going
home to happiness.
You are going
home to peace.
You are going
home to good news.
You are going
home to good
tidings.
In Jesus'
name.
Lift
your hands.
Thank God for
the Holy Spirit.
Father, we
give you thanks.
The power of
the devil is
broken.
In Jesus'
mighty name.
And
everybody shouted,
amen.
You
may be seated
in the presence of the
Lord.
Wow.
You
are going to have a
good surprise.
Yeah.
I said,
you are going to score
an early goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
An early
goal.
An
early goal.
Shortly
after this camp,
an early goal
will be scored.
And
you are the one
scoring.
Against the
enemy.
In
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Good
surprise.
In
fact,
I see two
good surprises.
May
you go home
to good surprises
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Kabashatala.
Are you
not excited with an early
goal? Like,
it's so early
and there is a goal.
It's
your goal.
I
hear it in the
spirit. The
prophecy you
believe
is the prophecy
that will come to
pass.
Shandolaba.
Yes.
What
a blessing.
What
a blessing.
You know,
this morning I
feel that God has
given
one of the
greatest
revelations of
all.
Yeah.
It's
like
the
power
to lay.
And
that's why Jesus
was standing there
at the
altar and
watching what,
because he
God
really notices
what we do.
Yeah.
He
really notices
what we do.
So
it is the
measurement of
heaven, not
what people see,
that
matters.
God
sees what you
do.
Yeah.
That's why
most of the compassion
works we do, we
don't publicize
it. But I don't
want people
to know what
we are doing.
I mean,
you don't need it.
It's
to his
measurement.
His measurement.
Yes.
Do you love
the helpless?
It's what he measures
you, how he
measures you. Say,
this is what I measure.
That's what
matters.
Receive your
early goal in Jesus' name.
You may be
seated.
It's now time for our last offering. Hey.